Hello, this is Dan.
Yes, good day, Dan. My name is Celine, and I'm calling from Local Splash Web Services. How are you doing?
I'm good. Glad you called.
So, Dan, I've been told that you want to do some changes to the website. Please tell me, what do you have in mind?
Well, did I speak to you about this about 2-3 weeks ago?
I believe that you speak with Rena, my colleague.
Okay. Because we went through everything that I wanted done, and then she did nothing. So we're just going to go over that stuff again today. I'm going to my website right now. Okay, I'm on it. And the website was changed when I was doing some edits to it, and someone from Local Splash contacted me and said, hey, we can do a whole update on your website, you know. So I said, yes, let's go ahead and do that. And so they did, but I think they used a template that just doesn't apply to my business. So there's a number of changes I want to make.
Okay. Tell me, I'm inside of the editor.
Okay. Are you looking at my website right now?
Yes, I am in your homepage.
Okay. So you scroll down to the first thing you see is featured services.
Mm-hmm.
I want all three of those.
You there? I think I lost you.
I'm here.
Ah, okay. So you want those three?
Yeah, the kitchen, bathroom remodeling, the handyman services, the home repairs, all deleted.
Do you want to place something else in there or just to remove that section?
Well, I'm not sure. If you scroll down below, then you start seeing a couple of photos, and then there's the box entitled About Us, and that's fine. I want to have all the photos available on the website, and right now I only see a couple on there.
On your gallery page? All your photos, the photos that we have?
Okay, I'm going to the gallery page right now. Okay, there
are
all my photos.
On your gallery.
Yeah, and that's good. That's kind of the way I wanted it set up. So just back on the home page, I guess what I want to have you do there is delete the three featured services windows.
Okay, I can do that, but I strongly advise not to, because that's where Google reads what you offer. So that's it's very important to actually, when people are searching for services,
right?
That's what Google will read. So that's what I'm saying. If you prefer, we can search for all the services, but I highly recommend not to delete it.
Okay, I hear what you're saying.
It's up to you. What we can do is remove the image and just have, like, the title of the service, you know.
Could we use other text, like, from the services page?
Yeah, of course.
Because I don't want those three images and the text underneath them, which is all just generic, boilerplate wording. I don't want any of that on there, but I hear what you're saying, that there needs to be something under featured services that Google can key in on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you don't like the images, what we can do is actually change the design. So we remove the image for it, and we just have the plain text, the title, because this is still clickable, and we can change the text on it. So I think that would be much more beneficial.
Okay, let me think about that. Now, when you scroll down below the featured services, you come to one of my photos, and then the About Us window, and then below that you see a couple of photos. I just don't like the way this whole thing looks. It just looks kind of random and sloppy.
The photos that you see below the About Us, those are your Google posts. I can remove that because you only have local service, hosting services. We no longer have access to your Google. Those are posts that we used to create on your Google profile. So that can be removed. And then what is left is just your Google reviews. You know,
okay,
again,
well, for right now, remove those two windows with the stairway and the mirror. Those two things and all the wording attached to them.
Yeah, give me one moment. Now, if you refresh your page, you will see that they are gone.
Oh, okay.
Only your Google reviews in that.
Okay, I see that. So that big photo of the shelving assembled and mounted with TV, is that just kind of a sample photo from my gallery that is just put up there?
Yeah. I can choose it for any photo in your gallery that you would like.
Okay. You know, I think I'd rather have the photo of me from my gallery. So just replace the photo of the one that's there with the photo of me. See how that looks.
Okay, one moment. Okay, if you refresh, you can see it.
Well, let me do that. Okay, my photo didn't show up.
Refresh again.
Okay. There it is. Okay. Looking at the box, the window to the right, About Us, can you change that to About Me? 'Cause I'm just a one-man company.
One moment.
So it's all about me, in other words.
Done. You can refresh. So we'll also change on the About page. So
okay, great. And then people can click on read more, and that brings them right back to the same page. So that's not functioning correctly.
Okay. Hmm.
You see that?
Yeah. I'm just fixing it now. Okay, if you refresh, it should drive you to about.
Okay, so is that, what is
you
that
can,
doing
you,
now?
You can just, yeah, you can, I'm sorry, I thought that you were refreshing. Yes, you can refresh and it's working now. It's taking you to the About page.
Okay. I'd like to change the photo to the left of About Me.
Mm-hmm.
From my gallery put in the photo entitled Ceiling Fans Installed there.
Okay. I should not come in on my end. Let's see. You upload that one recently, right?
No, that photo's been.
Oh,
been
from 2023, yeah.
Yeah. Were you able to do that?
It's not showing on the website editor, Bank of Photos. So that's why I was asking.
And is it possible for me to replace these photos, or is this something that you have to do?
Yeah, no, you can do it, of course. When you enter to your Local Splash dashboard,
mm-hmm.
You know, you remember the my.localsplash.com? So where you're going to go is to the tab that says website. It will take you, it will give you a promote URL and a blue button that says website editor. And you just go there, and whenever you want to change just one word of advice, because there are things that are, we call it connected data. So if you see like a blue symbol, like an infinity symbol under a blue
mm-hmm.
circle, that means that is connected to some collection. So for example, those on the home page, you will need to let me know which photos do you already have. But for the service pages or about, you just by clicking on the image that you want to change, it will open the images that are uploaded onto your account.
Mm-hmm.
But it also gives you the opportunity to upload a new photo.
Right.
So you can upload directly there. Make sense?
Okay, so those photos that are kind of in the mixed in here with the text on the About page, I can change those.
Yes. You just click over the image. Okay?
Okay. I'll try doing that because I want to change that photo
okay.
next to About Me and the one below mm-hmm. it of the bathroom. I want to take that out too.
Okay. So then just let me get out of your editor because if there is two people simultaneously, it doesn't save the changes. So if I'm out.
Now, and I'm not going to do that right now as far as the photos go.
But were you able to identify, do you click on it? Because to get to the page that you want to, you're going to see that there is actually on the very top, where you see the menu on the top, you're going to see the word home right next to the local splash icon with an arrow.
Right.
So if you drop down the arrow, those are all the pages on the website. So that's how you get to the different pages to edit. Okay. So if you just go, we want to go to About to change those images, search for About on that drop down, and you just click over the image, it will open the background image, replace, and it opens the image picker.
Okay.
So, and if it's not there, you can just simply go and upload it directly there.
Okay. Okay. I think I can do that.
Okay.
Okay. So looking at the text in the About page, the About Me text is fine. I want to keep that. Under Our Services, I feel like that should be under the Services tab.
That is actually listed there. Did you notice that it's like a bullet point? That's for the, that's a use of keywords rather than services per se. That's why you have the drop down for services and you have individual pages for us. And that, what it functions is as a keyword search. Again, it's just for crawling purposes for Google, being, you know, all the search engines to actually be able to recognize services you, do you actually provide. Make sense?
Okay. And I'm under
you can services. Modify that if you want to modify that. Okay, give me one moment.
Well, I like that. I like the text in Our Services.
Oh, okay.
So I want to keep that, but I wish that I could put that under services instead of what's there. Because I'm looking at the services tab, and it has about 8 or 9, 10 different categories, and each one of those, a lot of them, I don't provide that service, so it's just incorrect for that to be on there.
Oh. Which ones do you not provide? Because then we remove them. Just as I said, the services is not really a services page. It's actually a drop down. So you have all the different services that everything is created more. The more pages and content that you can have on the website, the more easy it is for Google to actually recognize your website for the services that you provide.
Okay,
so that's the function of the different services. But if you, if there is something in there that you do not provide, tell me and we delete it, because then you will be getting calls for things that you are not going to be actually doing.
Right. Okay, well, let's go to the services tab. And under that, the first item is electrical fixture installations. Now, I do that kind of work, but right at the top, it says reliable electrical fixture installation by licensed handy persons. I'm not a licensed handy person. So,
handyman will be.
So I kind of feel like that whole thing doesn't apply to me.
So, what about if we were to electrical fixture installations by a reliable handyman?
That would be fine. That would be true.
There you go.
And then underneath it, in smaller text, it says dependable service for all residential and small business fixture needs. You could delete and small business.
stunned. What else?
Okay. Okay, the section below that says clear differences that matter. You see that?
Yeah.
I want to delete that whole thing. Because none of it's true. None of it applies to me.
Okay, I removed the whole section there.
Yeah. The clear differences that matter, that whole section, you can delete that.
Yeah,
And that photo up above, next to what is electrical fixture installation, can I change that photo like we discussed earlier?
Like the other ones. The only ones that are a little bit tricky are just those on the home page. Everywhere else, you know, the other different pages, it's just clicking above the photo and that will leave you to... Also, very important, when you are editing your website, once that you finish what you were doing, there is an orange button that says republish. Very important that you republish because if not, nothing gets changed.
Nothing gets saved. Okay.
Exactly. So yeah, because it has been the case that there are changes made and they're like, if it went live, well, you didn't republish. So
yes,
you have to.
Yes, I'm sure that's frustrating for... Yeah, thank you for that. Okay.
Of course.
Okay, and I'm just looking at the very bottom section there. Interested in our services? We're here to help. I click on book appointment, and okay, there's my info. So... just want to change a little bit of wording in that little box, in that black box.
Tell me.
It says, get reliable professional handyman services for your home. Contact us today to schedule a repair or renovation project. Delete or renovation. So it will just say, contact us today to schedule a repair project.
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay. I'm just going down the list on services. Ceiling fan looks good. Handyman services, that's the third one down. Okay, just looking at it here. Well, I just don't like the whole thing. I'm just reading, just kind of reviewing some of this text here. And can I edit the text in these pages?
Yes.
Or do you have, to do that?
No, you can edit. Now, there is a kind of little issue with it. Because as you see, as I told you, if you see anything that has like an infinity symbol, in a blue circle that is connected data, right? So if it's easier for you, just I can send you in a text message my direct email, and you can just tell me, this is what I want to put on the handyman service page, and I will connect the same data and put your content. Just again, because that blue symbol, what it identifies is that there is in there keywords embedded and SEO work. So that's why if you change it, I can promise you it will be reverted back. So because we have that log. So if you click on it, you will be able to change it, but it won't stick. That's the whole point.
So you're saying that I'm not able to edit those data linked pages or sections?
Yeah, you are able. I can disconnect it for you, but then this site won't be efficient. So that's the thing. So I will put exactly the same text that you send me. I will put it exactly, but I will connect the data to it.
I see. Okay.
You know, it's just and it seems like something is small, but it's actually, it does make a difference on how your website appears on searches. So for me, the most important thing is that your website actually appears when people is looking for your services. So as I said, I will put exactly the same text, but I need to do the signature work.
And how should I send that to you?
I will send you my direct email. I'm going to send it to you right now.
And then should I just basically cut and copy and then paste into an email?
Whatever
section?
You want. Yes. And it's best if you send me, you know, one per section, or if you want to send that only one single email, just put me handyman, the text that you want in handyman. Electrical services, the text that you want in there. You know? So
okay.
I just send you a text message with my email. So,
okay.
Because I think that will be far more easy. It's not, I don't want your website to be just, you know, something floating online. So that data is very, very important to have it connected.
Okay, I'm looking at your...
I just sent you my email. That's all.
So it's srigo@localsplash.com?
Correct.
Okay, I've got that. Okay. All right. So let's move through those.
Which one in the drop-down you do not provide so we can delete it?
Ah, okay. I'm going to painting services right now. Okay, we might be deleting painting. Let's see here. Well, definitely cabinet installations. You can
delete
that.
You want me to remove that one?
Remove that whole page.
Done.
Okay, I'm looking at the bottom on door and window screen. Okay, that's probably okay. Bathroom, kitchen, fixture. Okay. So I think Yeah, I think you could go ahead and delete painting services.
Painting services. That's done.
Okay, let me do a refresh here and see how we're doing. Okay, ceiling fan, electrical, handyman, furniture. Okay, so that's probably good for now. We've already talked about the about section, and I can make those changes with the photos. Everything else is good. The gallery is self-explanatory. Okay. And contact. Yeah, great. So I think that's it.
Oh, perfect. So as you said, you know, you have my direct email. If you want to change any of the content on the service pages, you know, just send me via email that. Usually it takes, like, between I receive and I can get to work to it, it's like 24 to 48 hours, depending on the amount of work.
Okay.
But when I receive an email, I always reply as receive. So that's when it starts the timing. So if it's just adding content, 24 hours. Okay.
Okay. One more thing we talked about at the beginning was the featured services.
Yes.
And your thinking is that we should keep that because of the keyword and to make it. But there's definitely some editing that would need to happen there. There are services that I just do not do.
Of course. So you can just let me know what will be that you want me to place in there. But I do strongly recommend to keep that section, you know. So because that takes you to a different page, to a service page. So whatever you want me to link it to, we can create it.
Okay. And the photos that are in that featured services, I see one of them is mine, but the other two are stock footage photos.
Yeah.
Can I upload my photos to all three of those?
It's just you cannot do it really like the rest, like clicking on it. But if you send it to me, I will for sure change it. Okay? It's just, again, because this is connected to our collection. So.
Okay.
But just please send it to me and let me know, this one is for kitchen and this one is for home repairs, you know, and I will certainly change those.
Okay. And what is your name again?
Celine.
Could you spell
it? It is actually Selene, S-E-L-E-N-E. Here in the U.S., everybody calls me Celine, so.
It's a very nice name. I like it.
It's, oh, thank you. It's Greek. So.
Greek? Wow. I would not think that. It
yeah.
In fact, I wouldn't know what to guess on that one, where that came from. So. And then your last name is Rego?
Yes. R-E-G-O.
Okay. All right, Celine. Well, I appreciate your time on this and all your suggestions. And I will send you the changes that I want to make. Oh, one more question. The little logo on the home page, the upper left hand corner, the Handyman Dan logo.
Yeah.
Is that? Can I edit that? Can I change that?
Yes, but again, it's just because that will be this. No, I think that you will need to send that to me. If you have a different logo, just send it to me and I will change it because, again, that's tied to your account.
Okay,
so
okay.
It can't be changed directly on the website. It needs to be changed on the account. So.
Right, okay.
Okay.
Alrighty. Well, I think that's it then.
Fantastic. Well done. A real pleasure talking to you today. And I will wait for those emails. So please do be aware that I'm a mom and I don't answer on the weekends. So if you send it tomorrow morning on the Saturday morning, I will most likely be checking my emails. But after that, into Monday, I'm not available. So
you know,
feel free to send me all the info.
I don't expect anybody to work on the weekends, you know. So I
well,
don't.
It's
that's
just,
for sure.
I'm European, and apparently here in the U.S., everybody has to work every 24/7. And no, I'm European. I have kids, and I love my weekends.
So where are you located, Celine?
In Fountain Valley, California.
In where?
Fountain Valley, California.
Oh, Fountain Valley, yeah. I'm in San Diego, so I'm just south.
Yeah, you're south very, very close.
Yeah.
So my kids love the San Diego too. They love it so much. I have to take them back in there.
Yeah, take them to SeaWorld in the zoo.
Well, the zoo, they didn't have so much fun at SeaWorld. So, I don't know. They prefer to be actually on the beach. If they're going to be water, it has to be the beach.
Ah, yes. Well, we do have some good beaches for sure, so.
Yeah. Well, all Southern California. I love San Clemente and Santa Barbara. And all the coast. And the California coast is very beautiful. Really beautiful.
Yeah, it sure is. It sure is. Great place to live. All right.
So,
well, you have a great weekend with your family, and I will be in contact with you.
Perfect. You too. Have a great weekend. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.